Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
To try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good Monday morning. It is December 9th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It is Monday, and we're kicking it off with our guest co-host this week. It is none other than Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Bailey.
Got to turn my mic on first. Good morning, Telly.
That's always helpful.
That is always helpful. It is always helpful.
And my main man, Dame Damian LZ. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
Good morning. And Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, good morning, good Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen.
How was that weekend for you, Ricky? A lot of gigs this weekend?
As usual.
As usual.
Hey.
Get that money.
There it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. How was you all this weekend?
I had a great weekend. As a matter of fact, I hosted an event for the Sisters Network of Southeast Wisconsin. Shout out to them. And if you know somebody that's a part of the Sisters Network, shout them out too. And I hung out with Denitra Ham. Do you know Denitra?
I do not know Denitra Ham.
That is Darvin Ham's wife.
Oh, nice.
Yes, nice. Her and her son. I had a great time with them. They were wonderful, and she has an amazing story. She's a breast cancer survivor.
Awesome.
She has an amazing story, and I just love the Sisters Network. Shout out to them. They awarded me their Pink Champion Award. I appreciate that. It was all love this weekend. It was a great time with them.
You got an award?
It sounds like a great weekend.
I was out in Kenosha. Shout out to Kenosha.
K-Town.
K-Town.
I'm probably the first person that's ever called it K-Town.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
I know, me neither.
Been
right?
In Milwaukee my whole life, never heard Kenosha called K-Town.
What about you, Dave? How was your weekend?
My weekend was easy, chill. I didn't do nothing. I got a little cold, and so, you know, I work like a Jamaican, so I sat down for 3 or 4 days and didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've done that in such a long time.
Yeah.
Because I stay moving, stay working, stay on the grind.
I had to do that yesterday because I realized, you know, you might want to just chill.
Yeah, so like I was telling Telly, it was like God told me to sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down, brother. Have a seat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I sat down, chilled, listened to my brother Sean Hinton. He just put out a new album,
new
CD.
Shout out to Sean. I love Sean.
So I just sat down and chilled and listened to his album. It's great, and that's all I did this weekend.
Sean, I'm upset I don't have a copy, but you know, we'll talk.
You know that commercial now, it means more to me than ever. Like, nothing is everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel when I do nothing.
Nothing.
There you
nothing
go. Is
everything.
Everything. Nothing. Yeah.
And this weekend, I look back and I did a whole bunch of nothing.
You know what?
And it was great.
Sometimes that's just what you need,
yes.
though.
That's how you know you're getting old. When nothing is everything,
because
you know when you young, like you ever go out of town with somebody, they want to do everything and be everywhere, and you be like, let's chill, let's go do. No, when you old, you like you just move slow,
exactly,
and enjoy everything.
But I mean, sometimes just chilling and just being able to hear your own voice and your own peace and quiet in that moment is absolutely everything.
I don't even want to hear my own voice. I don't want to hear no voice.
Sometimes, I want to hear my own voice in my head. You know? My own voice in my head.
You say, turn me off.
Turn me off.
I tell you what.
Somebody.
I tell you what. This, I was expressing my frustration with you all earlier. It was all cool until this morning. Mm. And I've been dealing with this for several months now, I'll admit. But these iPhone folks, man, they know what they're doing.
Let me tell you something.
I'm about over them, man, yeah. Because whenever you need a new phone or they want you to upgrade, all of a sudden, you don't have enough storage.
Right, your storage
now,
is full.
Now, if I recall, that was one of the reasons why I got this phone.
Why you got this phone?
Because with I was like, all right, storage, it's all good.
Yeah.
Now, I can't, like, it starts off, like your internet will be a little slower.
Yeah.
And then maybe some of your apps will be running a little slower.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I can deal with it. I can keep pushing. I'm going to get a new phone. But this morning, when I can't clock into work and get paid because it's messing with my app, now it ain't got real.
Now it's messing with your money.
Yeah, now it's messing with my money. See?
You're tripping.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to go out here and get me a Cricket in the meantime, or get me something to kind of hold me over. Work.
A Droid?
Something. Ooh. I don't know. No, I ain't going back to that.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you can do that. Always, you know, that's kind of hard.
Since iPhones have come out, we have done an unofficial study, me and my friends. And you can always tell when a new one is about to come out because the one you got is going to start messing up.
Yeah,
it can be perfectly fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they decide they about to put out the iPhone 16 and you got an iPhone 14or 13 or something like that, and they decide it's time for you to upgrade, it's going to start messing up.
Yeah.
You got an 11?
Hey, man.
Wait a minute.
I'm one of those type of people.
Don't
if
hate.
It, if
it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Hey, listen, though.
Hey.
I had a friend.
Cheers to 11.
I had a friend that just until like a last year or 2 years ago had like an iPhone 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Couldn't screenshot. Couldn't do nothing. But they was hell-bent on not upgrading that phone.
Yeah.
You know?
And they did it.
Well, Bailey, with your phone, like it's something that, like we said, it'll start trying to trip anytime a new phone comes out.
Oh yeah.
But one text that did come through for you was your diet text. So it worked in, didn't it?
Shout out to my sister and them. Shout out to the West Coasters listening, because you know my family, the whole Western Seaboard over there. Yeah, our diet text starts today. I'm like, why y'all want to start the diet just like a few weeks before Christmas?
Because
somebody went to, I ain't going to mention no names, another radio sister. I ain't going to mention no names, Miss Monique. But anyway.
Self-sabotage.
She done moved to New Orleans or something like that, Louisiana somewhere, and now she want to eat. This ain't the time to start eating, you know?
That's self-sabotage. Like, you do it right now, in between Thanksgiving, Christmas, then you got New Year's.
Exactly.
It seems like you just wait. You prepare and say, starting in January, we're going to start.
Exactly.
I'm thinking it ain't that bad of a deal because at least they waited until after Thanksgiving. You don't affiliate Christmas with a big feast.
Where you don't do that at?
Okay.
What do you do? Re-rack Thanksgiving?
I am black.
You re-rack Thanksgiving dinner then?
You run it back.
You had wings on Thanksgiving.
And I'm saying, I already told you I had wings on Thanksgiving. But on Christmas, we're not running that back.
Right.
But we're going to run it back when we're going to have a whole bunch of food.
Exactly. You know you're going to have a bunch of food on Christmas.
I used to. Growing up, I did.
See?
Because it was really just re-racking Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
It's like, all right, we about to have dressing and greens
all that again.
And we just got it out of our system.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, I don't think a lot of families still do that.
See, no, I had wings so that I could have what I wanted to have, usual Thanksgiving dinner for Christmas.
Let's be clear. My sister's house, the one that's heading up this, right, restarting this whole thing, shout out to Thalia. I know she's listening. Okay, so anyway, she probably about to start blowing up my phone. But anyway, she the one cook everything. She know there's going to be ham, there's going to be dressing, there's going to be turkey. She going to go all the way. I mean, she is like the glue in our family, and she is like going to run it down, okay? I'm just saying. And then, so what we going to do on Christmas?
Greens, beans, tomatoes.
Exactly. So what we finna do on Christmas, they going to be like, okay, they probably going to have like, oh, okay, it's one day. Yeah. It's one day, y'all. Don't worry about it. It's one day. No, there's going to be drinking.
You got to see, whenever I have been successful in losing weight, and I have been successful,
yes.
I could start like
Preach.
A weight loss
yes.
class
yes.
because I was 285,
okay.
went down to 185.
There it is.
God bless me.
Preach.
And what I'm saying
right.
is, whenever
uh-huh.
I have been successful,
yes.
you have to set it up. You
there
can't just hit somebody
yes.
with a text and be like,
exactly.
start today.
Amen,
you have to mentally
brother.
Get prepared.
There it is.
Mentally get prepared. So
yes.
you got to give yourself at least a week.
A week.
Ain't the choir. Let them talk.
You at least give yourself a week. You at least give
he
yourself a week or
here,
2 weeks
he
or
preached.
A month and say on this day. So then you know you're eating what you want to eat leading up to that point. So then you're not leaving nothing on the table, so to speak. No, no pun intended. You're not leaving nothing on the table. And then you can start your weight loss clean and like, boom, I got everything. I had my Popeyes.
Boom.
I done had my greens,
yes.
beans, tomato.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And then you just start off.
There it is.
You start off clean.
Yes. Come on,
may the church say amen. You
church
start off
amen.
Clean.
Yes.
You know, woo! Bailey is really reminded me of this person I was sitting next to at church yesterday. And after every word, he would respond to him. And I'm like, man, I can't even hear. Like, he'll say something. Facts. That's what I'm talking about. What's up?
I'm like, man, let him.
Like, let him talk.
She's just enjoying the word.
Yes.
God bless her. She's just enjoying the word this morning,
yes.
on this Monday morning.
Yes, on this Monday morning.
Yes, yes, yes. So we got plenty to get into. We got a hot
I
show
got
in store
I know, right? Let me get some
for you.
Water, right?
Breaking news yesterday that kind of came out. Well, I just saw it yesterday was the lawsuit that names one Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, in it. That also has Diddy's name in it. We'll get into that. And, man, oh, man, I tell you what, ever since November 5th, he ain't stopped.
Nah.
He ain't stopped. He's
nope.
like, look, I'm diving right in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about President-elect Donald J. Trump.
Mm.
Man, oh, man, he talking about what he going to do on day one. And that's including pardoning the January 6th insurrectionists.
Yes.
The
along with ending birthright citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And but one governor, Tony Evers of Wisconsin, has some pushback on some of those plans. And we'll get into that as well. Been jamming up early this morning, hitting us up on our YouTube message board saying, got to run back Thanksgiving dinner.
Run it back, man.
I had a few more LBs on me then, too. So that might have contributed to it. Again, that's a good question. I don't think, Bailey, that is such a bad deal to do it in between because, I mean, yes, this is the holiday party season.
Yes.
But I just don't think that season is like it used to be before COVID. Like, I haven't gotten invited to a holiday party in probably 5 years.
You're right, but you know what? You don't have to be invited to a holiday party to partake in holiday, you know, cooking and festivities and such.
See, that's a lot of eating and stuff by yourself,
you know
though.
What?
That's a lot of sweets and a lot of alcohol. She talking about you ain't got to be invited to the party.
You are so
like,
funny.
It's like drinking. Like anybody that drinks
like,
by themselves.
Who wants to drink alone? Who
is
wants
an
to,
alcoholic. If you eat
five,
by yourself, you eat a holic. Like, you can't eat by yourself. Listen, my whole thing is, I like to start anything new. Like, if I'm starting a workout routine or anything, you can't start it on Wednesday. You got to start it on a Sunday or a Monday, right? You want to have it so you can have that clean.
Why, though?
Why? Because it's mental. It's like, what does them 3 days do? You want to have a whole week to see results. You don't want to have half a week. So you start in January 1st. You start your, you know, your New Year's resolution. A lot of people don't like resolutions because they don't ever finish them. But you start January 1st, have your New Year's resolution. You go for as long as you can go, and hopefully it sticks. But if you start in December, it's like 2025 coming, you
there
still fat.
Again.
And you like, dang, I've been doing it for a
again.
Month, and I'm still fat on New Year's.
There again. January 1st.
Yeah, you start
all right. You know what? That brings up a good question, and I just want to go in a different direction, Truth Nation. New Year's resolutions, it's around that time where you're going to start to think about them. What are your thoughts on them? Because to me, I think they are 11-month resolutions, because by the time people get to December, they're like, man, this year over. I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this better. So are there New Year resolutions, or are they really 10 to 11 month resolutions, or even 3 month resolutions when it comes to working out and things of that nature? Mm-hmm. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. We're going to get things started on your Monday morning. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs,
beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes. All right, who's running it back? Truth Nation, are you all in agreement that you run back Thanksgiving dinner basically 2.5 weeks later? I have two people in the studio who says, absolutely you do. And those two people are Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Ricky, are you running it back? I didn't hear anything from you.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to cook for Christmas. I might go to somebody's house this year.
Gotcha. But you cooked for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And
I did a Cajun turkey.
Because that's the other thing, too.
Maybe we should have stopped by your house, Ricky.
Do Absolutely. You feel like doing all of that again?
Like I told you, I didn't do all of it this time.
Well, so. Yeah.
I
you
never
had
do
a different
I got
plan,
a plan
this year.
I never
We're
do
talking
all of
about
it.
The traditional plan of when people have all the fixings, you know, dressing, greens, ham, turkey, chitlins, if that's
it.
Your thing. and then because you prepare all of that the day before most of the time.
You know what's funny? Okay, so when my sister's here, she will cook, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner. She hasn't been to Milwaukee in 3 or 4 years for Thanksgiving. Just left my family, all those people in Seattle high and dry. But she hadn't been here. So I worked this Thanksgiving at my other gig. Shout out to the chefs over there, because when I went home, I had everything I needed pretty much. And they could cook over there at Brookdale. Shout out to Brookdale. They could cook over there.
You know, initially, when people cook like that and they cook so much food, those are people that enjoy cooking.
Absolutely.
When they say they cook, and I don't want to sound like a sexist dude, like it's the women that do it, because men do it as well. We enjoy cooking. We enjoy that time that we spend in the kitchen. And making that food. So a lot of times when they run it back, it's for that as well.
Yeah.
So we can't be, because this is, you know, my grandma and them used to get down, you know, with the chitlins and all of that stuff. I never had it. One time I had chitlins and it was the most disgusting thing in my life. And
you usually only take one time.
It only, cause listen, the funny story. I was young, right? And all the men in my family, I wanted to be like them, right? So I was young, a little kid, and my cousins and my daddy's cousins and my daddy and all his friends, they would eat the chitlins. And I'm like, you know, I want to be like the men. I want to eat the chitlins. And they like, no, you don't. I'm like, yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. And so then they was like, okay, give themselves some chitlins. So they gave me some. I spit that up so fat. The whole
Did you at least get some hot sauce?
Wow.
Because that's the thing that they do to camouflage
there,
right? Smell.
Wow.
They died laughing. And to this day, if I see any of my daddy cousins or any of them, they remember that time you ate them chitlins? They die laughing at me. So I say, but moments like that can't happen unless you run it back.
Yeah.
That's true.
See how I brought that back?
That's true. Yeah, I see you. I see you, cousin.
skills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know about that. I'm still
that's
not
right.
on board.
What you said, man. You're not on board with that.
Duh.
No, me neither. Because the first time I caught a whiff of some chitlins, I was trying to vacate the premises.
Oh, they stank.
Oh, they stank bad.
All you got to do is go when they're cleaning them.
Exactly. And that's what was happening.
I always said, I am not going to eat anything that smells worse than me.
Yeah. Ooh.
Never doing
that. I was just like, I ain't going to eat nothing that smells like that.
So you got to mask it. See, I was just recently told you got to mask it with the vinegar and stuff and
yeah,
boil it in the vinegar and do all of that stuff. And
techniques.
That's how you're cleaning it. And you gotta
if I
got to
do all that,
you got to clean it three or four times.
As my preparation to eat it,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good on that, too.
To each his own, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate. Chitlins has been around for a long time.
You grew up on it. That's from House Party.
Yeah,
but.
I saw people eating it while I was growing
that's
up.
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
People love to say, "Oh, you grew up on that." No, I didn't actually.
Yeah, exactly. My sister was on Facebook recently, kidding me about that, joking with me, teasing me about it. As a matter of fact, because she knew when my mom said she was cooking chitlins, I was calling my grandma trying to find out what time we could be over there.
Yeah, what time can I
come over, Granny? What you doing this weekend?
Well,
no, I need the whole weekend because it's going to be stanking. Going to be stanking.
Well, we are going to see Truth Nation. I definitely want to know if you're going to run it back because this is the time you ask those questions. Be like, I think I may reverse it. Like you, Dame, you had wings. Maybe I'll do like a crab broil or something like that on Christmas as opposed to
I did that on Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving last year I did crab broil.
As opposed to running it back.
Yeah.
But in other news though, someone that isn't probably thinking about Christmas dinner or running it back or anything might be Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. In case you missed it. It just really was released yesterday that Jay-Z was named in a lawsuit over minors rape alongside Sean Diddy Combs.
Now, this was a refiled lawsuit because originally it just named Diddy.
Correct. Which means where there's smoke, there's fire. Because here's the deal. And you pointed it out, Bailey. Jay-Z responded.
Yeah, he responded. This is the first time that he has responded to any of these allegations. But, you know, since this whole Diddy thing went down and they've been so close, it may, you know, sometimes you got to watch who you hang out with because it could be guilt by association, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've been good friends for a long time, you know?
So Jay-Z is calling this lawsuit a blackmail attempt, and it's an attorney who Jay-Z calls Busby, who is the attorney.
That's his name.
Yeah.
A fraud in the statement, accused him of having a pattern of these type of theatrics and dared him to file a criminal complaint instead.
Yeah, well, you know what? This guy has a reputation of being an ambulance chaser and allegedly has over 100 complaints, you know, or is representing over 100 people that are involved with a lawsuit against
Diddy. Yes, he is representing, it says dozens of alleged Diddy victims.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back, and the attorney name is Tony Busby.
Right.
And if you are a sports fan, that name should ring a bell for two reasons. Number one, he was Brett Favre's attorney.
Uh-huh.
Brett Favre was going through a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
And number two, more recently, when one quarterback named Deshaun Watson was going through all of his stuff in Houston.
Oh, wow.
He was the attorney representing all the ladies.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And he had up to 19 different women, I want to say, that came out and said that they had some type of physical sexual encounter with Deshaun Watson, who was allegedly very much into massages, but they turned into, as we like to say in the streets, happy endings.
Oh, wow.
And so And that basically cost him his career in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And this same attorney, I'm sure these women were like, all right, who was representing those women against Deshaun Watson? And if they had something to do with Diddy, they reached out to Tony mm-hmm. Busby. But again, I think that we are still just scratching the surface
with this
Diddy case. And Jay-Z's name, this won't be the first time his name comes out. It won't be the last. Yeah. And it won't be the only name that
comes
out.
And I think that's why Jay-Z responded to this one.
Yeah.
Is that because he understands that this is going to be an ongoing thing. And if he doesn't respond now, it's not like the other cases that were one-offs or whatever the case may have been, whatever it was one-off, is going to be handled in court, it'll be done. If he doesn't say something now about this one, then other people, it's going to come up again. Because he was at Diddy parties. He's been shown in pictures at these parties. So all he had to do was say, you were there and this happened to this person, so we're going to come after you as well. When the truth of the matter is, he may not have been involved in any of those things. You know what I'm saying? But then you also have to look at Jigga's personal history of him dating women that have been not grown yet.
Right.
He got Foxy Brown. He got Beyonce. Okay. These are things that he has done. Let me finish, Bailey.
Okay.
These are things that he has done in the past. So it comes up and he has made himself be vulnerable to this by his actions in the past. And so now you got Busby, who is this he is labeled as one of the most successful lawyers in the country, period. So he may just be an ambulance chaser, but he's good at ambulance chasing. He has gotten BP to pay millions and millions of dollars, one of the biggest corporations. He's been in their pockets. He's been in people's pockets. So he's going to do what he needs to do to get in Jigga pocket, and that's what he's trying to do.
Well, we're going to see, Bailey. I definitely want your reaction to this, but we got to take a quick break. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Not really a city girl. We feel you. She says, good morning. What's weird about chitterlings is that people clean the intestinal tract that passes all toxic waste through the animal and dress it up with a ton of seasoning just to eat it. Man, way to put it all in perspective. We're back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com, Associated Bank member FDIC. Damien LZ, Bailey Coleman in this Monday morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the latest allegations or lawsuit that's been filed that names Jay-Z as a co-conspirator in a minor's rape alongside Sean Diddy Combs. And Bailey, your thoughts on this?
Well, a couple things. First, this young lady was at the time allegedly 13 years old. And it wasn't just, it wasn't just Diddy and Jay-Z, but allegedly there is another celebrity female, a Black female supposedly involved in this. And she was not only allegedly a participant, but in the room when they were supposedly, allegedly raping this little girl. And so she hasn't been named or anything like that, which I find even more curious because maybe they're trying to blackmail her too, which is what Jay-Z is alleging occurred before. And Dame, I just want to mention to you, earlier you mentioned Foxy Brown and Jay-Z's relationship with her, which she was allegedly underage or something. She has come out recently and said that that didn't occur.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
Whatever's whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's good to get a response sometime because, again, when these allegations come out, you're just left to believe them.
Right.
And the person is left to defend no matter if it's a liar or not.
Exactly. And, you know, how many times have we heard different stories about different people which ended up not being true?
Mm-hmm.
But
you believed it probably for years.
Yeah, because,
to be true.
Because somebody said it.
Yes, yep, yep.
I mean, it came out online, so it's got to be true, right?
Yep. Let's go to our Truth Talking text line. Brian, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Damian. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
See, here's the thing. Black folks, even though they're young and what have you, black folks make mistakes when it comes to accusing people of things 30 years later. They have no evidence. They have no proof. All they have is the allegation. I think that Jay-Z's only problem that he did, the only thing he really needs to worry about is the lady named Kathy White that wound up unalive due to something with Beyonce and his interminglings and whatever. I think that's the only thing he needs to has to worry about, the Kathy White family, who are yet to file any charges against Jay-Z for their daughter's passing. But there's not only the 13-year-old, but there's also an 11-year-old that's all over the internet telling about what Diddy did to her. And that one's name is Misha. I don't know why you guys haven't heard about that, or maybe they're not just letting her come out. But there's also allegations by Jaguar Wright. So I think this is just a distraction in a SHI show, because at the end of the day, none of these people are going to be convicted because our young the people in question don't have any proof. They just have the allegation, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And money always trumps opinion at the end of the day. Money trumps opinion. And we know Jay-Z's got plenty of money. So, and so does Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy. So unless they come out with some brass tacks, real information, real proof, or enough corroborating evidence, this is just a SHIT show. So just a distraction.
All right, thank you, Brian, for the call. Appreciate it. And I don't know. I got to push back on that because if they're coming after you. They're coming after you for a reason, and they already have proof. Like, somebody just can't go and file a lawsuit against me tomorrow just because they said, all right, you know, I'm going to make up some stuff that Telly did. Like, before you get to the actual filing, there has to be some sort of evidence that this took place. Or am I out of bounds with that?
You may be out of bounds. See, what this,
right.
What Jigga is, and this is what happened with this case, is that Jigga filed suit against this lawyer in California because he was going around making these allegations, and he had been trying to get money from them, saying that I was basically allegedly saying that he was going to file this suit and put his name in this Diddy stuff unless he got this money.
Right.
Now, he may have a picture of Jay-Z being at this party where this young woman is saying this happened or whatever the case may be, and that may be enough to wrap him up in it. But in the case of what this guy, what the caller was just saying, like, you know, you got to have evidence. You don't need evidence. If I'm a person of political or public figure, I can just ruin your name and mess you up enough that you can't make any more money.
Exactly.
A lot of Jay-Z's money is wrapped up in other business. It's not liquidated money.
Yeah.
He don't have $1 billion just sitting under the couch. It's money in other corporations. It's money wrapped up in stuff. And like we've seen what happened with Kanye, once your name gets dirty,
Now your worth is down, cut in half. Mm-hmm. Because now all of these corporations have to separate themselves from you. What happened with Diddy? Diddy worth over a billion dollars, right? But now he has to sell Revolt. He has to remove himself from Revolt. He has to remove himself from Sobriety. He has to remove himself from all of these other corporations. So now he can't make any money, and now his worth is all the way down. So it hurts them because they're business people, and having this on your name as a business person, it's not like when white business people like Weinstein and them get it on their name and they just still operate. You black, so you already got a strike against you, and now they add this on you. They already think you a thug from Brooklyn, a thug from Harlem, a thug from wherever you at. Now they added this on you. That makes it impossible for you to do business at that point.
And we've seen what allegations can do just from the Jonathan Major situation.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And she comes back and recants everything. And says, but he done lost $1 billion off of doing Marvel move because he was about to do the whole Phase 4 or Phase 5, whatever phase Marvel is in. He was about to be the villain in all of these movies.
Yeah.
So he lost $1 billion damn near just because of this allegation that she recants. Now, he may have done it. He may have been that dude. And now she just... But the point is, nothing ever came of it. And now he's out in the blue.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Prentice hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, Misha just came out and said she was lying. So, Brian, I guess that's a moot point. Maybe that's the reason why people aren't talking about it as much, because it was a lie. But again, when you have these type of allegations, mm-hmm. But when I was referring to possible evidence, I was saying it in the fact that they did recover thousands of hours of video when they raided Diddy's homes in both LA and Miami. So I'm thinking like, okay, maybe there is something behind just this allegation as opposed to, all right, I'm just going to throw your name in there. But Dame, you bring out a lot of great points. If this is some sort of a blackmail type of situation, there is no better time to do it, to be honest, if you are that attorney.
But then you got to ask yourself, if you're that, if us standing on the outside, why did he wait so long? Why didn't he just do it when he did Diddy?
Hey.
Why not?
Hey.
Why not just get it?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
And we will
try to get some more answers on the other side of the break. Ron from the South Side, we see you. Val, I think you dropped off. Call us back. Hit us up 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. Again, if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building, and we've been talking about Jay-Z being named in a lawsuit over minors rape alongside Sean Diddy Combs. And we have Ron from the South Side who's been waiting patiently. Ron, what's your question or comment about this?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? I'm so glad I got a little older to find out what chitlins really was. My parents and older folks never really told us, you know, what it was. They didn't say, you know, what part of the pig. They didn't tell you nothing like that. So, I mean, when I found out what it was like, oh, my God, I thought y'all feed us that. From Mississippi, though, the history and all that stuff, they didn't even dwell into that. They just said, put it on your plate here, you go eat it. It's gross, nasty. I'm so glad I know what it is now. Okay, so with Jay-Z and anybody, our superheroes, superwomen, supermen, if you will, icons, whatever, from acting to singing, it don't matter what it is. We never want to hear about this type of stuff, especially when it comes to pedophilia. But when I think about some of the old songs I used to listen to, like The Time was one of my favorite groups, but they had a line in there was like, your body say you're 21, but your face say 17, and BBD had the backstage underage, which was written by Busta Rhymes. You never want to hear that. But I think about it. We don't know these people besides their music. We don't know them besides their acting. So when you hear stuff like that, you kind of pause. And I never believed that a lawyer, that you should listen to a lawyer when the lawyer say, don't talk to people, don't make no comments. I'm going to come out right away and say, hey, man, this is a lie. You lying on my name. I did not do that. Me and you, I don't know no 13-year-olds, nothing like that. I'm glad Jay-Z came out to say something, because keeping your mouth shut just makes what I'm trying to say. It makes it grow more. The lies grow more and more and more. If you don't say nothing, keep your mouth shut, that's a bad move, bro. Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Ryan from the South Side. And you brought up something that Brian said. Brian was saying that, he needs to be worried about this. He needs to worry about that. Based off of what? You don't know that man.
Right.
You don't know
right.
what he has to be worried yeah. about. You don't know what he's done in his past that may come up
yeah.
or anything. So to say what another grown man should be worrying about and you don't know that person, I think that's way out of bounds, because like Ron just said, don't know these people. You know their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
how they are when they are in that mode of making music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what Jay-Z does on a Wednesday morning at 10:30.
Yeah,
I think we
exactly.
Do. We think that's the problem with celebrity. People become celebrities and then people think they know all about you. And in Jigga's case, we've been watching Jigga do what he does since 96, 95 when he came out. So what is that, 40 years almost, 30 years?
Yeah.
We've been watching him do whatever he's doing, and he's been around the scene since Jazz-O and Hawaiian Sophie, so we've been watching him. And so you think you know these people, but you don't really know these people. And I'm not saying that to say that he would do. I would just say, because we in hip-hop have, there's this strong dislike for pedophilia. And,
yes.
and like we were talking about earlier with the jail culture and how that permeates into hip hop and things like that. Well, you weren't saying it on air. We were talking about it off air.
Mm.
But that's another part of the jail culture that permeates into hip hop is pedophilia. That you just don't do that. There are certain things you can't. There's no way of explaining I was messing with this 12-year-old. There's no way of explaining away these types yeah. of things. That and so Jigga being from the hood and wanting to maintain that hood mentality, even in his response, he kind of pointed to that this is not what we do. That's not how we were raised. That's not how the streets I came from. He's basically going back to hood Jay-Z. You know, that's what he's talking about, is I'm going to fight this, because now you can question my business acumen. You can question all this other stuff. But the one thing I have is my word, and you're not going to question that by saying I was messing with a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, with these celebrities, okay, just taking another vantage point of this and going back to, you know, you quoting the songs and the lyrics to the songs. Well, first of all of them don't write all the lyrics to their songs, point one. Point two is not only the songs, but the videos. If you go back and you listen even to some of the Diddy stuff, you're like, what in the world? And so case in point, last night, as I was prepping for this show, I was going through my Instagram account, all this kind of stuff, and I came upon a clip of an old video of Faith Evans, okay? And it's the song You Used to Love Me. And the comment on the top of the video was, wait, those are babies dancing yeah. in plain sight. How did we not notice? She has got a bunch of little girls suggestively, look at it, Telly, look mm-hmm. at it, suggestively dancing around her to a song that is about her old love and how he used to treat her. Do you see those little
yeah.
girls?
Yeah.
Some things don't age well.
And that's
they absolutely did not age well.
In the moment
yeah.
what it's just
were
like,
they
oh,
thinking?
Look at them dancing. That's cute.
Right. It
you
was
know?
Cute.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
the way they...
It's like JonBenet Ramsey when her parents had her in the lipstick and all of that
you
stuff.
Know.
And doing all that's cute. But then in hindsight, you're like, that probably wasn't the smartest thing for them to do.
That wasn't as bad as this, though. They yeah. like twirling their little legs wide open. And
I don't know. That's not good. That didn't age well at all.
That did not.
Yeah. Valerie hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, Jonathan Majors, prime example, even though they have video of him and that lady in the closet and her little cut, but his name and reputation was messed up after that. We have Deborah on the Truth Talking text line. Good morning, Deborah. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, Telly and Truth Nation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My comment is... not just a celebrity, just black men and whole. That when certain things happen compared to other cultures, they try to demonize the men so bad and strip them for any type of second chance or any type of different opinion. They try to make that just a fact. Now, it's been a lot of black men with money and power that's fell into these type of situations. But why is it so quick to be believed? Why can't we believe that they're good, that they're family men, that they, you know, a good person in society? But when it comes to other people, they say, oh, that couldn't be so, that's not true. And then it come out to be even worse than what they said. So I just want people to be calm in this situation. Let him figure this out with his family with respect. So, and that's just, every time you turn around, there's attack against us in some type of way. And that's how I feel about that today.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Deborah. And man, oh man, Deborah, I so, so agree with you because it's, your innocence is kind of the last resort.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, it's all right. Well, maybe they are innocent. It is a shame that
it is.
We're not. I think as black men, we're never portrayed as the family man that, you know, has a wife and has, you know, take care of his kids and take care of his responsibilities. We're never portrayed that way. So if that actually happens, it's almost a shock. Like, oh, man, they're really black men that do that?
And I think it's up to us as a people to change the narrative on that, because sometimes some of us are the worst at doing that. I mean, are the worst. Drag people the worst. Mm-hmm. Just out here against our own instead of,
And we were talking about this last week, how it is, designed for us to go against each other. So
exactly. If
black women think that black men don't like them, what makes you think that black women are going to support us?
Right.
And then if we don't have anybody that's championing us, then, I mean, who else is going to do it if it ain't a black woman?
Exactly.
You think a white man or a white woman is going to come over and be like, man, that black man is doing really great in life. No, no. But if we can't even get our own people to help lift us up, what makes you think other people are going to come and look at us any differently?
Exactly.
Unfortunately, the times have changed because of social media, because of instant access to everything. The whole media cycle is no longer hours before you find out about stuff. It's minutes before.
Yeah.
And so because of that, the court of public opinion happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have the court of the public opinion, you're guilty. You're automatically guilty.
Yes.
And so it's no longer you're innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem with people absorbing so much information so fast and not having not having the critical thinking skills to understand what's happening in front of them, and they just accept it as fact. They accept all of these sources that don't have the qualifications to give this information as fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do that, now you've created this opportunity for them to add the divide, like they say, black men and black women, add the divide in there because they say, oh, black men didn't vote for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
But we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they mad. And then again, how do we elevate the things that the black man is doing based off of like what we see? Because again, all it takes is one allegation. It doesn't matter how many community service hours I've done, what all good I've done. If there is one woman that is upset at me, she could just come out and say, Telly did this, and then all the good work that I possibly have done is down the drain off of one allegation. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break in hour number two. We have guest co-hosts Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.